It is November 24th, 2015. It's 3:18, so you guys already know what time it is. School of Love is back in session. I'm your host, Kiana Pazinski, and you're on live with KPC Radio, and I'm here to bring the HOT back to the LOVE. Today, we have one of our own football defensive linebackers, Elijah Statton. He's here to share some of his relationship advice and also bring some insight into what relationships are like when wanting to be an inspiring professional athlete as well. Thanks for coming on the show, Laj.
No problem.
So, Laj, tell me about your first experience you had with being in love.
First experience? What you mean? What you want to know?
Just what was it like? What was it like the first time you fell in love with someone?
I mean, like, when I first realized, like, I'd just do anything for, like, what I was, like, 17. It was my ex. I named Naja. But, yeah, it just... I don't know. It's just I ain't want to deal with nobody but her. And it was crazy because I'd be around. I mess with a lot of girls. And when I was around her, it was just like, I don't want nobody.
When you fell in love at 17, did you feel like you were too young to know what it was? Or did you know, like, when you knew and it didn't matter?
No, I
knew. About your age.
Like, I mean, me and her, like, we grew up around each other for a minute. Like, since I was, like, 7. So I really knew her. It wasn't like... It was just some random chick I just made of my girl. Like, I really knew her.
Okay. So, did you start off, with a friendship? Or when you guys met, it was just kind of, you guys,
like,
knew you guys wanted to be together?
All right, put it like this. It was like, we didn't know each other like friends, but we always knew of each other. Because, like, my cousin was her friend. She always knew who I was. Like, oh, that's your cousin, blase. But we never, like, made a type of connection where we was talking. But then this one day, I just told my cousin, like, yeah, where your friend at? And then that's when she just came over. Like, she already knew, like, it was, like, ongoing. Like, oh, yeah, they like each other. But we was just young boys, so we never said nothing.
When you play football, what does that mean to you in your life? Like, what is that? What's that mean to you?
Like, when I'm playing football,
mm-hmm.
That's everything. It take away all my pain and just bring all joy to me. It's everything, like, just everything I want to do. Football is everything.
So football's everything. Like, how can you carry that much weight about that much love for football and also balance and maintain a stable relationship with someone that you truly care about?
I mean, it all comes down to the girl you're dealing with. Like, she got to understand that you're a football player. Like, she got to want to know, like, what's going on and all that. But at the same time, know it's the same thing, like, football 24/7. So... It ain't going to be that much time with me and you all the time every day. Because football will take up your whole day every day. Like,
have you ever dated somebody who couldn't handle that part of your life?
Yeah. There's a lot of people and there's a lot of girls that say they can until they meet a real that's, like, really there for them. But they feels like, oh, all right, he popular, he get attention, so... This football bringing him girls and all that, so they immature about it and they can't handle it. But you just got to understand, like, if you're a good player, that attention going to come no matter what. You could do anything. You could be a good basketball player, that attention going to come. Like, but they just got to understand they got to be there and be willing to, I guess, be mutual with timing.
How long have you been with someone who couldn't handle that part of your life? What was the longest you think you dated?
I mean, it wasn't really long. Like, she just was like... I'm going to say, like, 2 months she came and went. Because, like I told you, like, I had my ex was together for a minute. I ain't really dealt with, like, a lot of shorties for a long period of time. I only had one true girlfriend.
Tell me about, like, what advice you would give to young athletes, specifically, like, in high school, who are in relationships right now.
To be honest.
Or trying to be in a relationship.
Yeah, to be honest, like... Don't stress it, because everybody ain't going to really find that girl that's, like, really, really there for him. Or, like, that's really going to be the one. So, just have fun, man. Don't be tripping over who she talking to in school or whatever. Or all that, the other way around with the female. Like, just live life.
So, do you think that, would you almost say it's better just to maybe block, like, females out in high school? And, like, just focus on football?
No, don't block it out, because at the end of the day, you want to have fun. You don't never want to regret nothing, like. Having friends and all that is better than anything. So, like, I mean, dealing with females, like, it ain't nothing that's going to mess you up. Like, it can, but there's a lot of other things that can mess you up, too. So, we're not just going to say, don't talk to females.
What's the most important thing for you when during football season and being in a relationship? What's something that's really important when carrying both of those weights at the same time?
During football season, it's just staying healthy. And, like, when it comes to the relationship, like, really, like, it's more on her end than anything because, like, she got to understand what's going on. During football season, you're not going to be around. But I'm going to want you around. Like, you got to be at all them games, all that. Like, every week, I need it.
So, do you feel that most football men are kind of needy because they need, when they can't be there for their girlfriend all the time, but then they want that in return?
I mean, football season, the actual season is only 2 months. I mean, working out is crazy. Yeah, it take up a lot of time, but it's the same thing as a job. So if I'm dealing with any girl, she gonna have a job. So at the end of the day, like, if she at work, most likely, I mean, we just gonna work around the times. So when I go work out, I'm gonna make sure I go work out when she at work. So when she come home, I'm there.
So I know that from us talking, I know that you definitely want to go pro mm-hmm. for football. What if you did find somebody after you went pro and you fell in love with them, but they had a hard time supporting your life? Is that something that you can put up with, or it's just not an option for you to deal with someone who can't deal with your love?
I mean, you said fall in love. Like, it's going to take some time to fall in love.
Or even so care I'm about, realize or it. Truly care about. It doesn't have to be fall in love.
All right, well, either way, like, I'm like, straightforward, so. If I ever see something and I feel as though, like, it's affecting me or it's stressing me out and you're not supporting me right, you got to go. Because this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. If you can't do it now, what you gonna be doing in the next few years?
What do athletes expect? You know, you don't have to get, like, a detailed list, but just, like, what do most athletes expect from their girlfriend?
What do they expect?
Yeah. Because everyone has expectations, but I personally think that athletes expect something a little bit different than what just, like, two people who don't play sports would expect from each other.
Like, looking for what?
Just in a relationship, when you get into a relationship, what do you think most athletes kind of are expecting from their girlfriends? All right, while they're, so I'm gonna say, athlete? Like,
they're looking for a girl that could talk, communicate. Because a lot of football players talk. I mean, I'm more the one of the quiet ones, but a lot of football players talk. And, like, you got to be, I'm going to say outgoing, because, like, any football player, he's going to be around a lot of guys. So, like, you got to be able to be that girl that could hang around the girls and the guys. Because if you can't hang around the guys, like, most all, it's habit. So, like, through your whole life, like, you always going to have guys around you just the way on the football team. So when they around, you got to be that girlfriend that could not be irritating or annoying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be able to communicate with my friends. Or if you don't like one of my friends, you can't show it, like, you can show it, but at the end of the day, you got to be mutual and respectful to my friend, no matter what.
Definitely. I understand that when you're going to be in the spotlight when you go pro, you know, there's going to be a lot of things coming at you. And do you think that when that happens, it's more on your part to make sure, you know, you maintain, like, a stable relationship? Or do you think it's more on the girlfriends or an equal part? Especially when you go pro and you get into that spotlight.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that, like, you're talking about, like, girls mm-hmm. basically attacking you from popularity.
And everything, just a lot of money and what they say.
Yeah,
what
money, whatever. But, I mean, from my point of view, I'm one of the guys that's, like, really, like, focused into this football. Like, 100% grind. So, like, I ain't really, like, I don't chase girls. That was never me. Like, most of the girls or relationships I ever got into was like, oh, we was friends first, you mean? And then we started talking, and they really seen who I was or whatever. Like, but besides that, like, just if you really focus on your sport, you ain't worrying about all that. So if you got a girl, like, she gonna be the one that's always there. I ain't never really had to worry about that.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw out a couple of topics, and I want you to just give me your, if you've had any area of this hot topic, or you even just want to give your thoughts on it. I'm looking for a thought, opinion, an experience, or just some advice you have of people who are going through this. So the first one's cheating.
I'm going to say everybody do it at a young age. I mean, so because it's like at the end of the day, humans want to experience. You want to know everything for real, for real. You might not say it, but you want to know. Like, so when you just, like, get in a certain situation, like, most of the time, but for real, to be honest, I don't think people be meaning to cheat. It just happened. And then after it happened, it's just, like, it's nothing you can take back.
Support.
That got to be 100. And definitely coming from me. Like, just the type of person I am. Because, like, anybody that's my friend, like, you'll notice, like, I'm real, like, protective or defensive. Like, so, like, you, my friend, like, I'm going to be there 100. Like, if, like, it don't even got nothing to do with a relationship. Like, that's just my friend. So, if I'm in a relationship, I'm really going to be there for her. So, I mean, I'm going to need the same way back.
Female athletes.
The best. That's what every athlete want. Another female athlete. I mean.
So, you don't think that dating a female, there's no competition or, let's say, use the proper word, sexism? Like, oh, I'm a male, you're a female.
What, like, I could do stuff better?
Yeah, just kind of like the tension of not wanting, you know.
Me, I'm good at what I do, so, like, other people can see it. I'm just going to try to make her better in her sport. I mean, I'm just going to, like, it's just going to be better, like, and then the competition level, like, it's going to be understanding. Like, some girls, like, you know, like, when you go out, like, say if, like, you go bowling or something, like, you mean, the girl probably wants you to let her win. Like, but it's a girl athlete not going to want you to let her win. She's going to be trying to win for real. Like, she's going to be going right at it with you, and it's just better. It's going to be more fun. It's going to be real, like, put it like that.
Marriage.
Sheesh. I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody want to do it. Do I want to get married, I guess? I'm going to say yeah. In the future, but no comment.
All right, well, tell me what's communication to you? Like, your definition. I like not just get like re-spitting out the dictionary definition, but what is communication to you for you?
Like in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So like I'm gonna say like straight understanding, like basically like understanding what the person gonna like, what your girl gonna say before she even really say it. I mean, like, you should already know what I want before I even have to say it. Not saying if you don't know, it's something wrong, but I'm just saying, like, that's a good thing. Like, you could be like, oh, such and such, such and such. I was about to do this. Oh, I already got it for you. Oh, why? Yeah, that's 100. That's communication in my book.
What do you think about the statement, someone who says, never date someone who you wouldn't want your kids to end up being like? Do you think that's a true statement? Not saying into every relationship you go in, you have that mindset, but now that you think about it, do you think that's true?
No, because I always go by everybody different. Nobody the same. Nobody. So it's like, how can that person?
Well, because you have to think when you're dating someone, there's going to be a lot of that person if you did ever end up having kids with them. Mm-hmm. There'd be a lot of that person in that child.
But at the end of the day, just like, I wasn't always, I could say if it was me, I wasn't always a good person, but that don't mean like you can't teach nobody or influence them how to raise a child, even if she was like not who I would want my daughter to be. But at the end of the day, like that was a situation and it came across, she was going to deal with it and make what's best.
What have you learned from your previous relationship? Like, what did you gain? What did you learn from that relationship?
Self-control. My anger. The last person I dealt with was, she was just irritating.
What did you gain from that experience, from that relationship?
What did I gain? Let me say. How to respect someone a lot better, even though, like, I guess I had to see it done to me. She was very disrespectful to me, so, like, after I seen that, it was just like, dang, that's crazy, because I did that to somebody before.
So, from what you've learned from that relationship, how is that, what's that going to do for you when you get into, because I know you told me you're currently single.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, when you do get into your next relationship, what are you going to, is there anything you're going to do differently or have a mindset about already from learning from that past relationship?
Yeah, it's a lot of things different than, like, not moving too fast. I mean, a lot of young people move fast. Like, just learning to chill. Like, make sure you find a girl like that you really want to be around, like, not just somebody that, oh, you thought was cute and you seen her at school.
Okay, I want you to order these words for me, okay? Family, girlfriend, football. Your order.
Family, football, girlfriend.
So girlfriend's last.
Yeah.
So you definitely feel that football is going to be more important than having a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's my moneymaker. How I'm going to live my life without football. You want somebody to support themselves before they can support you. How am I going to support a girlfriend without football?
Now, so quitting football for a girlfriend or wife is never going to be an option.
... to be continued.
That doesn't scare you? Like, maybe thinking, not that there will never be someone, obviously you're going to find someone, but just that it's not a, like, that doesn't scare you saying, okay, if I can't find a girl who...
If I ever get a sense from a girl that she doesn't like football or like what I do, I'm going to brush her off.
Just like that?
Yeah, and I'm going to find out early, because that's all I do. Like I said, like, I ain't like nobody that's seasonal. My life is football. So once you meet me, you going to know I'm a football player.
How does then balancing bringing in also school? Because I know you have to be maintained in school in order to be football.
That's the hardest thing right there, dealing with football in school. And then on top of that, having that girl. Like, they be tripping sometime and they don't even understand. Most of your free time goes straight to school. And then you don't have nothing else to do.
Was your previous girlfriend, was she good at that? Maintaining school and football?
Nah, she wasn't. Nah.
It was too much?
Yeah, she seeked too much attention.
So she needed a lot of attention?
Yeah.
So do you think that if football, let's just say football didn't take as much time as it did, could you be more attentive? Would you be there? Or even if football, let's say football took only half the time it does take, would you still want to be doing football? And like?
I mean, I still could be there for somebody regardless, football or not. But if I ain't play football, it'd be something else I would be giving 100% to. So either way, it'd be something taking on my time.
Yeah, so you definitely have a motive to just succeed,
right,
with or without anyone.
Exactly.
And with that mindset in mind, are you hoping to find somebody who has the same mindset as well? Succeed no matter what?
Yeah, but it's hard. It's really hard to find, like, and I don't want to say, like, I'm different from a lot of people, but it's really hard to find somebody that's really got their head on their shoulders, that come from a tough place, that know what it is. Like, I mean, you know where a dollar come from. Like, just nothing is given to me. I got to go get everything.
And you're hoping to find that in a girl, someone who has to understand hard
exactly,
work?
The same exact thing. Like, the knowing of, like, what it takes to go get something and, like, really being there for somebody. Because, like, everybody raised different. I'm going to say I feel as though I had a good parent. Everybody didn't. I'm going to say I think, like, that was the problem with my last relationship. They just ain't raised her right. And she ain't, it ain't like it was her fault. She just really ain't know what to do. And it was like, I ain't break it off in a bad way. We was cool, but that's what made it worse when I was trying to break up with her. She made it worse. I mean, temper tantrums and all that. We just got to understand. It ain't work out.
Have you dated, was your ex a female athlete?
She was a cheerleader, but she wasn't like always, you know, 100% cheerleader. She cheerleaded in high school, though.
Have you dated a female athlete?
No, not really. Talked to a couple. Talked to one now, but I ain't dating. Like,
is that something you're looking for? Like, something you're more looking at athletes than non-athletes? Or you don't really care? It's just about, like, you know, you meet a person, that you vibe out. It doesn't really matter. It just kind of a bummer.
I'm going to say right now, I would rather have an athlete, like somebody I'm dealing with, like, at school, because, like, it's a better understanding than, like, to be honest, you already know sports and school take up a lot of time. So, like, if y'all going to the same school playing a sport, like, you can be able to see her more often. But besides that, like, I wouldn't still, like, not want to talk to a girl that's not playing sports, but I think it would be in a better situation if you is talking to a girl that's playing sports.
Uh-huh. And when you, if let's say that that does happen in your future, let's say you do end up talking to somebody who's going to play sports, do you think that with having that understanding, that relationship could be grow to be something more than same girl, same relationship, mm-hmm. just didn't play a sport? So do you think that now adding that she plays a sport, you're automatically going to like want to move into a more serious relationship?
No, not true. Because, like, you got to understand that it's, like, the same consequences from the girl's part. Like, she going to get a lot of attention, too. And definitely if it's, like, the girl I'm talking to, I know she's going to be cute. So she definitely going to be getting a lot of attention from other and people coming to her games and all that. So it's going to be the same way around. Like, you got to be able to understand it. And a lot of guys can't.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, football-wise and relationship-wise?
Relationship-wise, I think that my friend probably might be around, but I'm not going to be, like, married or nothing. And football-wise, I'm going to be a pro athlete.
You think five years, you definitely go pro?
5 years, yeah. That's what it takes. Right now, I'm a freshman. You get 5 strong years in college, you should end up in the NFL.
So, when you get transferred from Pierce and you go, you hope you're just gonna go Pierce to pro, or is it gonna you plan on going to a university?
Division I college first.
A Division I college. I
gotta get that offer. I'm trying to get in, show everybody that I'm a Division I football athlete, and then after I go handle my business there, then become a pro.
And so football is just your number one. That's how you plan on just. That's your job. That's going to be your job.
It's crazy because like, I didn't play Little League football. I started playing football in high school, ninth grade. I only got 4 years in me strong. Like, I only played football for 4 years. But it's my life. Like, I don't see nothing else. And it's crazy because, like, I'm a major in computer science. I got other things I want to do. But it's just, I'm focused on plan A. I don't got no plan B.
Definitely. And with all of that still, football is just your number one thing, and if a relationship does come and go to be something, then you'll be open to it.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, ladies, and gentlemen, to all my listeners, it is come to that time. If you would, my guest, Elijah, had to say about his experience with, you know, balancing relationships and football, you can contact him on his Twitter at @TM215_LIJ. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Laj.
You're welcome.
And it's about that time, guys. School of Love is now closed.